is he? Where is he?
Yeah. So what do you do? So every time you're having a problem in your life, you look at your wrist.
Is that a new clip?
I don't want. Nobody wants to see it. Nobody. You go. Awesome. Looking good. All right. Look, we know the guy's heart's broken. We get it. Yeah, then he's going to pull out, you know, that same guy all of a sudden is going to be, you know, go get a crock pot and start cooking and posting those pictures. Look at me. Food for the week. Loved his crock pot. All of a sudden he's a chef. Yeah. Guy didn't even know how to cook pasta when he was living with his wife. Now all of a sudden he's a fucking chef. And everyone's like, it looks good. Save some. Give me a recipe. Meanwhile, I just go, dude, that looks like diarrhea.
That is an all-time bit.
I would never eat that. Don't dude, eat dump that shit. I'll send Uber Eats to your house in 10 minutes. Don't eat it, dude. You're going to be up all night sick. That's what everyone really wants to say.
That's awesome.
Jimmy old.
But I don't know if I've ever heard that whole entire clip, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, talking about a guy getting divorced and then on his Facebook posting stuff and saying, and people commenting saying, look at me.
Hold on, Zito's yelling at people.
What are you saying?
What's he?
Oh, no. We're in a bad situation here, boys.
Why?
Because Mitt's got the FOD.
Okay.
Mitt's fucking pulling wires left and right over here.
Oh, no.
Bennett! Win it. It's time for the fucking pod. Look at me. Ty, Nick, Diggs, and Zito are here. Look at me. Mitt is dumb. Bruce Brown. Look at me. It's time for the fucking pod. That's right, full barn. Everybody's here.
Love you, Gumby.
What's going on back there? There seems to be a quarrel starting between Mitt and Zito.
Yeah, what's going on?
Is there a quarrel?
I have two wires back here, and they're yanked all over the place.
Oh, man.
Oh,
it's
Mitt.
A wire mess.
You got
over
more
now
than two, pal.
What's going on there?
Mitt, what did you do, dude?
Tony. Per your ask, actually.
Oh,
curveball.
What words came out of my mouth? Fucking yank the wires or hey, can I airdrop this to you?
Answer the questions.
Gotcha,
point.
Bitch.
Good point, man.
Look at me.
That is a good point, but you airdropping me the folder does insinuate that I pulled that up on my computer.
Don't use big words to get you out of
here. Does insinuate that I have to take Zeet's two cords, switch them around, and do some random ass shit.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Mitt's laptop has the FOD because Diggs dropped it to Mitt. So this is... I don't know. This,
I don't like, this is quite the conundrum.
I don't like corporate Mitt back there. Insinuate. Per your.
Yeah. Dude, speak English, dude. Well, we can't understand you, dude. You just read insinuate 10 minutes ago.
We didn't know what to do because Zeke was at camp last week.
True.
Oh, yeah.
And 2 weeks ago, about 20 minutes in, he had to go take a poop and never came back.
Right.
True.
Fell in the water.
Yeah.
He fell in the water.
Yeah.
Fell into the toilet. It was a mess.
Zeke called me on Sunday.
What happened?
I was like, oh, no. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Because anytime anybody calls me, I immediately think something's wrong.
Sure.
Someone's dead.
But when Zeke calls, I'm like, oh, yeah, what's good? Zeke call.
Yeah.
You guys live right next to each other. You guys do, like, dinner and stuff together. Me and Zeke don't really have a calling relationship.
When I call, though, I always leave with a compliment.
Yeah.
Always.
He called me. He said, hey, should I get a Z-turn? I said, yeah. You need a Z-turn.
Yeah.
Right.
Your yard's ginormous. Get a Z-turn.
Makes sense, dude.
And unlike Zeke, he didn't pull the trigger.
Oh. Whoa, Zeke, why?
No, you're right.
Everything's a four-month fucking... It's insane.
Well, luckily, if you order now, you'll get it for next grass season.
True.
I'm going to have a long-ass grass.
Yeah, well, winter.
It'll stop growing in a couple months.
Winter is coming.
You're right, though. He definitely could have settled that with a text. Didn't need the phone call.
What do you
FaceTime
mean?
FaceTime, too.
Yeah.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Nice.
But you like, get see vibes. What's going on.
It was nice, though. Zeke, actually, I remember if it was Sunday, but Zeke FaceTimed me as well.
For Zeke.
It was right after. It was directly after.
Yeah, directly after.
A lot of conundrums.
Yep.
Was
and
in
he
this
asked
weekend.
Me, he said, hey, should I buy Madden? I said, you know what? I think you should.
And did you buy Madden?
No, the question was,
so he didn't trust
do I buy for Xbox or PlayStation?
That's right.
And I kind of wish I would. Like, PlayStation graphics is absolutely amazing. I don't know what it is. I am just in love with the Xbox controller.
Yeah, he asked me, too, and I said, actually, Ty showed us that, like, PlayStation simulation. You should probably do PlayStation because it is sweet. But Madden has been awesome. I hacked it damn near the whole entire weekend.
I've been every free second I get, I've been playing Madden.
Hell yeah. I'm so bad, dude. I haven't played, I think, from, like, 2 years ago. Like, maybe 3 years ago is Madden. So, like, the new quarterback thing, I tried doing that for a little bit. I got to get used to that.
That's new this year, Z. That is actually really fucking hard.
So, is that only on Face of the Franchise?
No, that is on the
It doesn't pop up for me either.
Yeah, because it doesn't pop up for me.
Next gen only?
It's next gen only.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That makes sense.
Man, that's tough for the poorest.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We're basically playing, we're basically just playing the same exact video game as last year.
See, I figured that was the case.
Still very fun.
Yeah, that's great.
But now I might.
Wait, you have the option to like fucking just drop it in?
I
didn't see it inside.
How many yards does Nunwa have on your Madden?
I got it. So I think I am going to do Jack and Nunwa as the face of my franchise. Yeah, but I, at the moment, I'm just going through the regular season with the Patriots. But now that that is like an actual thing, because I've had the opportunity to buy the new Xbox, but I've just, in my mind, been like, I'm just going to buy the new PlayStation.
They're in stock.
What do you have, a 360 now?
Yeah,
Z will sell you one. He doesn't
Elite
use it.
S.
Yeah. If you want the Xbox, I got you.
No, see, I see the Xboxes all the time at Target or Walmart.
What?
So, like, I could buy it at any moment, really, but I haven't because I want to get the PlayStation because then I'll have the Xbox, the new PlayStation. I can do the next-gen games on the PlayStation. Xbox, you know, it's a recent Xbox. It'll get the job done with all the new games still up until now with Madden, clearly. But I just didn't feel the need to buy the new box, and now I feel like I have to.
Do
this
the right
first,
thing.
No problem.
Buy the new box.
I know. I just
you're not gonna regret it once you get it.
My problem is there's so many good games on PlayStation I want to play.
Buy them both,
and I'm never gonna.
Look, Z, Crash, he bought them both. He never plays either.
I know. That's my worry.
Yeah, that is my fear.
You're talking about Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. Crash.
Crash Bandicoot.
Talking about fucking Spider-Man with Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Spyro.
New God of War.
Spider-Man.
Talking about Spyro.
Spyro. New God of War.
Yeah.
Like PlayStation is the one I want.
PlayStation right now is basically saying, "Hey, look at me, look at me."
That's what I mean, and I want it because also I have the Switch, and I am on the last. Basically, the last level of Zelda, and then Madden comes out, and I'm putting down the Switch for a second when I'm on the brink of, you know, bringing Princess Zelda home after Ganon's had her locked away for a
Ganon.
I'm coming to kill Ganon. What's he?
Could you put Madden on Switch?
No, I didn't. EA Sports games are not on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, only 2K games. So,
Nintendo's always been kind of Mickey Mouse.
It
with
is
their games.
Yeah, it's something about their agreement, but I'll still be able
what
to
about
buy
Super
the
Smash Bros.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, cool, but also pretty Mickey Mouse.
Is there a PlayStation Mickey version Mouse of Super Smash Bros?
Yeah, Tony, it's called Grand Theft Auto. Don't be a fucking mark, dude.
Exactly,
look at me,
dude.
Look at me,
look at me.
That's not true. New. Not all the PlayStation characters are in that game.
So we were hacking down green aliens with meat cleavers. Yeah. You know, we weren't bouncing
like,
around
should be
Samus Aran and
before
fucking
I got
there
should
be
Kirby. A game with fucking Spyro and Crash.
There's
that.
There's a new Super Smash game.
All in it.
It's called. Multiverses. And it's Rick and Morty, Batman, Braun from Space Jam, all the Scooby-Doos.
You know what, Tony?
Yeah.
All the Scooby-Doos?
All the Scooby-Doo characters.
Scrappy.
Velma!
Is Fred Plow and Daphne in the back?
Yes. That's his fucking go-to move is he jizzes all over the place.
I like those games. Those games are fun.
Those games are fun.
The Battle Royale.
Mikey Dogs is as big of a Spyro guy as you're going to find.
I love Spyro.
You won't find a bigger one.
Yeah.
Spyro's awesome.
I figured.
Isn't Fortnite basically that nowadays, anyways?
Yeah, true.
They just
Fortnite.
They just take all the cool characters.
They put Patrick Mahomes in it.
Fortnite's actually kind of changed the game just because they've changed their game so many times that they've developed into, you know, Call of Duty. And then all of a sudden they're Minecraft. And then all of a sudden.
It's pretty funny. They went 8 years without changing it.
Pliability.
They just switched it like 5,000 times in like
Spyro.
4 years.
Yeah. They do have pliability. No, Spyro's just always been a classic.
Echo the Dolphin.
Echo the Dolphin.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Speaking of Call of Duty, I threw on the AUK the other night for the first time in a long time and started playing Contractors.
Oh, you
went downrange.
You went downrange.
I did go downrange. And the cool thing about this game is first person shooter in virtual reality, obviously awesome, very hard to figure out. But it has a whole community of marks and nerds who have built every map pretty much from all the sweet Call of Duty games
really?
And Halo
Even can, Rust?
Ooh. Yeah, Rust is in there. So you can can go into Rust in 3D and run Downrange yourself.
That's
cool. Nuketown 2083.
I believe they're all in there.
If Nuketown's
this
in
is
there,
on Contraband?
Contractors.
Okay.
I love Contraband.
Contraband was that sick ass movie with Mark Wahlberg in Louisiana.
And that weasel of a brother he had.
Caleb Landry Jones or whatever the fuck.
Landry
his name
Jones?
Is.
Oklahoma.
That's what his name is.
Former legend.
Hell of a backup QB.
Yeah, he was a stud for a long, long time. But everyone's weekend good, I assume.
Great weekend.
Yeah, we all just ripped it up.
Yeah,
yeah, basically just kind of played Madden.
Colts game, played Madden. You know, nothing really to write home about aside from it being awesome and writing home about it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's in here, but obviously Thrones.
I believe it is. We'll get into the pod fight now. It's a good call. Zeet around 11:30 went down a nostalgia wormhole. Remember in 2006 when you accidentally hit the internet button on your flip phone and then you had to press end 40 times to keep your parents from paying for such a luxury? I do
remember too.
Yeah, how much is yes?
Connor, I feel like we acted like it was what, $100 a second? Was it that?
It was a lot.
No, it was expensive.
I thought after that screen was when it was like, okay, now you can click to pay.
I don't know,
because
I remember
minutes.
Like fucking no.
Yeah, I think it was a good bit.
Just for doing this.
You basically had to destroy your phone. If you clicked into this, you had to stomp it out like it was a burner.
Yeah.
And you were getting tracked.
Big thing on the LG flip phone,
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Like, I think you could rack up $100 pretty fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember fucking one time, it was probably my freshman year of high school, my phone, same deal. And I was just, looking up NFL scores or something stupid like that. And about 3 weeks later, that phone bill came in, and my dad wanted to fucking smack the taste out of my mouth so bad. Yeah, I never did it again.
Nope.
And that was back in the days of paying, $2.99, $3.99 for ringtones as well.
$2.99.
Lip gloss is popping.
At one point, fucking before it, unlimited text changed the game. Cause you
it
were,
did.
Yeah.
You were spending, what, I'd 10 cents to send?
Well,
to
yeah, you
receive,
were on a pitch count before that.
Yeah, I had 500.
500 a month or whatever.
And then BBM came along.
What, 500 texts is not a lot.
No, it's not.
Real quick. You go through that real quick.
You had to make them count.
Yeah, you did.
Think about that just by the day.
That's where all the abbreviations and shit started coming into play.
T9.
For sure. But that's why BBM with BlackBerry changed.
Or
are
you saying, Bruce? Fucking...
No, you know, just GTG, you know?
Like, yeah. GTG, like BRB, SXT,
TTYL.
SMN, you know? Yeah. Send me nudes.
Right.
This was a real problem. This was like
fucking ASL. Fucking
freshman year of college.
And much. You?
So I'm
for what?
This. And then by the end, by like senior year, you had like everyone pretty much had iPhones or Blackberries and they had like real internet on them.
Yeah. Fucking Pearl fucking wrapped up during fucking college.
Yeah. I think my senior year of high school is when I got an iPhone. I had a Blackberry for like 2 years and it was awesome.
The Pearl, or did you go full size?
Pearl.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
Out? Were you a holdout for a bit?
I was.
On the iPhone or the BlackBerry?
On the iPhone.
I was super BlackBerry for that. I was super holdout.
I didn't care about like the, you're a green texter, Mark. I didn't care about that but I just loved the BlackBerry. What?
My roommate was from California, so he had like the first, he had an iPhone before anyone else had an iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Jobs.
And I called him a fucking Mark for years, and I wouldn't switch, and then I did eventually switch. Obviously.
Yeah, and then once you switch, you realize what a grave mistake you've made
Superior.
Forever.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, this was the right side.
Yeah, see, I held out more with the button phone than I did for the first time I got the phone.
You
Does that make sense?
You still have a button on your iPhone?
No. I did for a while, but now I've made the
turn.
That
was like 2 months ago.
Yes. And then I made the turn because I held out for about 2 years with the button.
Wait,
I had
what
a couple
happened?
Droids.
You went to AT&T, and then you were like, I just want the one with the button. They just gave you
I was like, give me the most updated version of the one with the button.
I gave you like an iPhone.
And he gave me the same exact phone I had. Yeah.
Like, you know who?
Fucking prick.
You know who brought up a good point? I think his name was Junior.
Yeah.
In Terminal List.
Dale?
Sure.
No, not Dale. Rest in peace to senior.
Thank you, Steve.
When they were staking out fucking James Reese.
Yeah.
Jimmy Reese. And he said, what's up with all these fucking cricket stores? I don't know one person in the world that uses cricket. And I thought, that's a good fucking question.
What are you talking about, Tony?
In Terminal List.
Poor's use cricket.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of people I assume you don't associate with, Tony, but a lot of people trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, it's people who can't pay,
no, that's what
month
Boost,
to month.
That's what Boost Mobile's for.
It's the same thing. Boost Mobile runs off Sprint towers. Cricket runs off AT&T towers.
Okay, so go with Boost Mobile.
No, Sprint is dog shit. If anything, you go with the Verizon prepaid Because then you get to use a Verizon
tower. I've seen the maps. So fucking,
they're lying to you, Tony. Like, don't be a mark.
T-Mobile's where it's at.
That's like the map.
T-Mobile is most definitely not where it's at.
T-Mobile. Check the map. Hey, check the map. Yeah,
where you at is right.
Where you at? Well, T-Mobile.
Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah. Come on. All right, next. Yeah, it was a good time with those old flip phones.
It was.
Oh, more
another
nostalgia,
from Zeet. I don't know if you found this in his room. It's or his actual head. Yeah. On
it's one of Zeet's kill songs.
Yeah, Zeet, what's going on here?
This is from the same website. It was like basically a 20 years from today, like kids won't understand these photos or whatever.
True.
And I looked, I think there's, was there three photos I
yeah,
sent?
Yeah, three
or was
photos
there,
you sent in.
Three.
I was just living, like this thing, I fucking love, I used to smack
yeah,
everyone
this
in the
thing was sweet for about 8 seconds till it got any dust on it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was just so gross, but I do remember those things being sweet.
Mitt, you ever fuck with one of these?
Yeah, dude, these things were always in the fucking 25 cent yeah. things.
Fucking dad, can I have a quarter? Come on.
Dad, come on, I want to smack this thing on my nutsack. Come on.
I used to take that thing and fucking stick it on my mom's door when she was driving and like throw it up through the
sunroof.
Oh, crash
your
car.
I would try and get it stuck on the sunroof when my mom first got the sunroof in her car, and I'd be in the back seat. Yeah, she would be so fucking mad at me.
God damn it, Emmett. Yeah, I think it was awesome, though. And then, Z, what was the last name from nostalgia.com? Oh, yeah, here we go.
Man.
The dial-up internet.
No, LimeWire.
Talk about my mom being mad at me. I crashed our family computer with this fucking
There were
website.
Countless numbers of family computers that were crashed due to my sister's hot friend.
Yeah. Fucking Jenna Jameson Firehouse.
Come on.
Fucking Heather Brook fucking ruined a lot of computers using LimeWire.
Got to download, change the file name real quick.
Yeah.
Of course.
Stick it in a folder no one
Grease
can find.
Grease lightning.
I love sports.
Love burning CDs on fucking LimeWire.
Oh yeah. Dude, there's nothing better than finding a tough song and then seeing that it was going to take 18 hours to download and just fucking leave it be.
Whoa!
Oh, hell yeah! Grab the phone! It's Bongo Beetle!
Speaking of relics from the past.
How are you?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, lads?
Paul, what's the Canadian version of fucking LimeWire?
Yeah.
We had LimeWire was our main one, too. Then it was BearShare.
BearShare.
What the hell is BearShare?
Oh, BearShare was great.
Same thing.
Never had BearShare?
No, never. Napster?
No,
Napster was, I mean, that
you're
was
old
king,
enough for
of
Napster.
Course.
Kazaa,
I thought Napster was dead by the time I was
E Donkey 2000 was another one.
E Donkey was
what?
For. I thought E Donkey was where you got like videos of guys getting their head chopped off.
No. E Donkey was just a service to download. You could. That was like fucking like E Bombs World.
Oh, E Bombs World. That's what I was.
E Bombs World was all time.
Oh, yeah. Rotten.com.
Rotten.com was quite the website.
Never been to Rotten.
That was fucking a bad.
Does that still exist? I don't want to type it in.
What the hell is Rotten.com?
All right, I'll type it in.
That place was a fucking hole.
Just a cesspool. Just vile.
It's not working. I'm done. It's not working. It didn't work.
Oh, bullshit. It did. What'd you see on the
page? No, nothing came up. It was just spinning. I didn't want to fucking play with the two.
Okay, so it definitely is a
virus. Like, dudes were fucking like there was it was the grossest part of the internet.
Like the Pain Olympics, you know, like dick chopping.
Ron.com was basically like meatspin.com
sure.
With
two girls one cup
yep.
With that reporter just got his or her head cut off in a third world country.
Cash Hoggy.
It's a deep, dark web.
Yeah. All the videos.
I'm sure you'd still find this stuff if you go to the proper Reddit channels, but back then it was like the main landing page for all that shit.
Good Lord.
Okay. Like, here comes Bill.
Yeah. Faces Star? Of Death was the big one. That was the just like the cut-up compilation of just people dying. The most brutal thing you could ever come across.
Faces of Death
Bill?
Used to be like a VHS you could rent at the movie place, like Network Video or something, and it was just a collection of like footage of people dying in gruesome ways.
Remind me to put me spin on
what?
The computer.
Wait, this is just a thousand ways to die, but in real life.
Oh, yeah, A Thousand Ways to Die, also a classic show on Spike.
A Thousand Ways to Die was, like, fucking guys, like, eating dog poop and then, like, having, like, falling through, like, a crater in the ground. This is just, like, very gruesome ways
of videos
people dying.
I set my bathtub to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
He put his dick inside of the microwave and didn't like what he found. Number
the reenactments
882.
Yeah, those were reenactments. Yeah, this is live. Was like actual footage. It was fucked up.
The other show was like they would have like
the two warriors from different time periods.
The Deadliest Warrior. That was awesome. That show was sick.
That show was sweet. That show was
awesome. They'd bring in like a big pig carcass and a guy would have like a sword and just like, and be like, okay, well, that was 18 death blows right there. So
Genghis Kong versus Attila the Hun.
Yeah.
Who wins?
That show was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, they should bring that back.
Fucking Deadliest Warrior from 2009. It doesn't have an end date. I think it might still be going.
What?
I think, believe it. Didn't like Vin Diesel try to bring that back or something?
Well, because he wanted to do him versus Goliath, and they wouldn't do the kind of the simulation. Right.
Fucking season one, episode Vin,
you won 100 times out of 100 times. This isn't entertaining.
I want to do it in real life! They wouldn't.
Viking versus Samurai, Spartan versus Ninja.
Oh, what Viking versus Samurai.
The pirate one was sweet.
So sweet. What was this show on?
Spike. Monk versus Maori.
Monk.
Bill Wallace versus Shaka Zulu.
I remember that.
Spetsnaz. Gladiator versus an Apache. That was fucking
sick. Spetsnaz versus Marines would get like heated.
Jesse James. Jesse James versus Al Capone.
Al Capone
wins in a layup.
No, it like that one like went to OT. They were like super tied because it was like ancestors of both. So then they like fight in between about like, oh, that's bullshit. I could do that with a baseball bat.
The worst rated episode of all time on here was George Washington versus Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, because Napoleon's 4 feet tall and George Washington would squish him like a bug.
It was actually quite cerebral.
It's actually quite cerebral.
Somali pirate versus the Median cartel. Somali pirate just got snapped in half.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they got them all.
Who won between the Apache and the Gladiator? I'm taking Apache.
I don't know, to be honest.
I'm taking Apache all the way. After 1883?
Yeah, you're right.
Those guys are fucking huge.
I actually feel like that one, if I remember correctly.
What did you say?
What?
If I remember correctly.
You don't.
I believe that the Apaches like got them in the woods, kind of towards the end.
Why would they go
guerrilla tactics?
Yeah. Well, then why? I mean,
I just think that
you own away. Every season besides DVD. Were you watching this last night?
I've definitely watched.
Actually, that one went to overtime. So every I don't even know there's overtime in this shit.
Yeah, because they simulate it like whatever.
Zeke, can we dial these up for? TV Fridays.
Yeah.
I'll get them up and going. Yeah.
We're
going
to need these loaded
Paramount
up.
Network I just saw.
Yeah, we'll do it on Fridays.
Wait, what's it on?
Paramount.
Oh, hell yeah.
So it's on Paramount Plus?
Paramount has it?
Well, yeah, it used to be Spike, so that makes sense.
You can still
watch these?
On Paramount Plus, it sounds like.
It looks like it's Paramount Network, so I can imagine
Paramount Plus. It's on there.
Oh, my God.
The show was on for 2009 to 2011.
Okay, so we have at least 20 episodes.
33 episodes.
33 amazing episodes.
They started running out of stuff, I'm pretty sure.
How?
Yeah,
how?
They did.
This thing is endless.
Their last episode was vampires versus zombies. That's all, like, they're like, oh, we're
out. Yeah, see, that's scraping the barrel. Yeah,
they ran out. No, because it's like you do, you know, Native Americans, and you can kind of, like, match them all up with, like, their sort of weight class, and eventually you just run
out. Make it easy, Bruce.
Yeah, exactly, Bruce.
You can do anything.
Native Americans and the white men, easy, Bruce.
Rhino versus hippopotamus. Do they ever do that?
No, but they do.
There
like,
is a different show.
They
that
do
would
like
do that.
Like their level of weaponry.
Okay,
you know?
So season three was not their best season. It was George Washington, Napoleon. It was Joan of Arc versus William the Conqueror.
What?
Oh, fucking Army sucks. Rangers versus North Korean Special Forces. Talk about a fucking.
Yeah, geez. Are you was that one me? Over after the first
That's
quarter?
Not real. Yeah, that was over by the time they finished the sentence.
Genghis Khan versus Hannibal.
Great one.
Love that.
Saddam versus Pol Pot.
Who the fuck is that?
That Saddam. One's a little iffy.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt versus Lawrence of Arabia.
Give me Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy. And the Rough Riders.
Ivan the Terrible
me?
Versus Hernan Cortez.
I mean, they could have done this.
Crazy
so
Horse
better.
Versus Pancho Villa.
Yeah, they need to bring this back.
And then Vampires versus Zombies. Because
so they could do like fucking Uhtred versus Jon Snow.
Hell yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know. They're both killers.
Now we're talking.
Jon Snow, in comparison to Uhtred, Jon Snow is kind of a whiny little bitch.
Whoa. Yeah, and Uhtred's also like 8 feet tall.
Was that new Game of Thrones good?
Uhtred does
fuck.
Dude,
it was so
fucking good. House of Targaryen. Dragon.
Go to it in the folder.
Yeah, it was sweet. Yeah, we'll bounce to that.
While we're getting there,
you can
get.
You have to watch that. Like,
no.
You have to watch everything else to watch it.
No, I think it's honestly kind of cooler if you watch this first, if you haven't watched Game of Thrones already. Because this is like 172 years before Game of Thrones.
I've never watched an episode.
So, Gump, I am in the middle of watching Game of Thrones for the first time. And the House of Dragons show is basically everything that people said Game of Thrones would be. And how like action filled it is, and how actually fucking awesome it is. It's everything Game of Thrones would be, And then actually it happens in just one episode. They started out fucking dragons flying. It's sick.
There's only been one episode.
I know.
I
was going to watch somehow. It, but Mitt just fucking sold me. Like,
somehow
it was just me
and Mitt the other day. And he was like, House of Dragon is so much better than Game of Thrones.
I don't even like watching Game of Thrones right now. It's honestly not a good show.
It's been
I'm like
one
just
episode.
Waiting.
Whoa. No. The problem is you watch the entire final season. So like, why would you go back and watch it from the beginning if you know what's gonna happen?
I mean, that's a great point, but I didn't understand anything in the entire season.
Well, no shit, man. You can't go from watching Tom and Jerry to Game of Thrones. Like, that's a bit of a step up in
Fruit Loops, dude.
Well,
reading Goodnight Moon and then trying to decipher an encyclopedia.
Yeah, exactly. That's a bit well put.
You know, what are you going to do, though? But yeah, I would definitely suggest House of Dragon Gumps, especially since you haven't seen Thrones. What did we think? I thought it was kind of sweet. I did want a little more violence when I first started out. And then, boom, we get to the tournament, and it is just absolute blood and gore. It was awesome.
Yeah, first episode, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. We will get more. There will be civil war. There will be more dragons. There will be death and destruction.
Yes, there will.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm 50-50 on the Hand of the King. I think he's a rat fucker who's scheming something, but yep. I love
Nigel
the
Gruff.
No, Nigel certainly. Gruff, yeah.
I put him on his chain and I'll piss it away.
The kicker?
Yeah, the kicker, of course. But, I mean, Daemon Targaryen's
the
best character.
Yeah,
yeah, he's also in Little Nicky.
Nicky. He's also Dr. Connors in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yep, he's in Notting Hill. He's Hugh Grant's fucking flatmate.
Mm-hmm.
The Daemon guy looks a little ridiculous.
Daemon's awesome.
He looks a little giant elf.
Why so? Because he has blonde hair?
The problem is the eyebrows. He has the blonde hair, but he also has the blonde eyebrows. Yeah. So it makes it look even more.
I know, and you the guys, pointy ears really fucking sell the elf to me.
He doesn't have pointy
no
ears.
No elves in Game of Thrones. I do think.
You're thinking of Rings of Power.
I like how all the Targaryens look like dragons.
Yeah.
Like all the humans they have look like actual dragons.
Do they have scales?
No, but they have the facial features that would look like a dragon if they had scales.
Yeah.
Also, look.
It's like looking like the dog.
Demon's also in Morbius. I know I'll never talk about Morbius again in the show, but he does have a dancing scene in that made
sick.
Its rounds.
There's
last
a dancing scene
on air. Yeah,
and he's Prince Philip in The Crown, which
he
is
was also
sweet.
Giving it to that wench in the backside.
A lot of brothel talk when Damon's around.
Yeah, exactly. See, Mitt, that's why I'm surprised. Like, I know you don't get like the political intrigue and like all the stuff that's going on, but I figured just your mouth is watering every time there's boobs on the screen. Yeah, right.
Were you guys mad that there was a dick before boobs?
No.
Well, they cut that guy's dong off.
Spoiler,
we didn't technically see the dick. We just saw it get cut off, which is pretty sweet. Like,
because if you remember, as Thrones went along, the original. We did see a heavy swing towards more shaft and more dong compared to boobs.
Well, I mean, when Hodor's walking to the fucking dong. I mean,
they needed to draw
Hodor.
In more female watchers. And there's only one way to do that, and that's showing dong.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
Hanging brain.
Bingo. Showing everybody.
Rumor has it that one of the extras in the tournament was Mandingo, and they had to cut his scene. Unfortunately,
I did hear that.
That would have been awesome, but no, I thought it was a pretty good start. We're definitely going to get more dragons. I think Nick, you said you looked into a lot of this.
Yeah, and I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to be that guy. There's a lot of dragons floating around still. That there's a lot to get into. There's a lot to play around with.
We've only seen two. We saw
Cyrax.
Cyrax. I don't know the fucking name.
They have a sword. They have a
what year beast. Is it?
It's 170 years before.
It's not like you can't say it's like
time.
1481.
Yeah, it's 192 years before the start of Game of Thrones.
72 or
92? 200 years before the.
It's 172 years before Daenerys Targaryen is born.
Yeah, it's been a few years since winter.
Stormborn, the first of her name.
Yeah, so like 186, 7 years before Game of Thrones started.
Hell yeah.
Because the nurse was like 15, 16.
And don't worry, Mitt. There's going to be plenty of boobs moving forward, okay?
Yeah. Keep watching, pal.
So was the second dragon was Daemon's dragon?
Yes.
Whoa.
So those are the only two
spoilers.
We've seen. Is Daemon Targaryen and... What's her name?
Wench?
Rhaenyra
Targaryen!
I thought you were talking about his pound piece that he was toting around.
So that he brought back to the Vale?
For the listeners.
She appears to be a Dornish whore!
That's right.
That's
her character description.
You have to watch this before Wednesday because it feels like there's going to be spoilers on this show.
Yes, and we told him that last week, though.
Okay.
Said, hey, listen up. Okay, we're going to talk about this shit. Awesome. All right.
I don't want to do any spoilers, but when he's doing a speech in a certain part,
you jerk off
and that guy keeps fucking while he does that speech.
Yeah, guy's still
on that stage.
Looking around.
What did you say?
Turn to the left.
I'm fucking right now.
He got a good pop out of me when that one guy was getting sucked off. He's like, he wants to talk.
Yeah. Everybody, shut up.
At the A's game?
Keep going.
What?
No, you didn't see that guy getting sucked off at the A's game?
No, I didn't see
that. I saw that happen.
Less crazy than.
There also was a unbelievable C-word drop by Daemon Targaryen when he's talking to his brother.
Yeah, it was very impactful.
Unbelievable. Yeah, very well delivered. Hats off to that guy. Give him an Oscar. Next!
Sorry, you can pop it up there,
excuse
too.
Me.
Oh, no.
Burped.
What's going on here, boys?
Introducing the AMC Theaters Mega Bag. Take it to go and get things popping. Just $14.99 for, I don't know,
it's
2 pounds of popcorn and some butter.
3 times the normal size of a large, which.
Jesus.
A large movie theater popcorn is large.
And it's a garbage bag full
of popcorn.
Like
you,
if I see a bottle of butter, I'm going to judge the shit out of you.
You get a bottle of butter.
That's awesome.
That is sweet. I mean, Bill, you're going to have this for snack for an entire week. One bag to rule them all.
Food for the week.
Hell yeah.
This is not the only AMC news, by the way. They are bringing back MoviePass.
Oh.
It was shut down 2 years ago. I think COVID was the main reason for it.
I have a group of friends who loves MoviePass.
So it is coming back officially in 2 months.
You should jump all over that. Does it really help out the theater industry, save them?
Yeah, so what is the MoviePass entail?
I believe you pay $49.99 a month.
Okay. Jeez.
What?
That's a lie. I don't know what the actual
price
is.
That's like two movies.
$50 a month?
But you do get free access to movies the whole time when you're paying the monthly fee.
I think it's
$50. That's 4 movies a month.
It's not $50. I just threw
that
in there.
I think it's like $20.
Yeah.
Bill.
So AMC's one, it's not MoviePass, but it's AMC does the same thing where it's like $20 a month and you get 3 movies a week, I think.
That's ridiculous.
Who's going to 3 movies a week?
Yeah, there aren't 3 good movies that come out every week.
Like whenever I work,
$20 a month though. Yeah. You go once a week, you're winning.
When I worked at the radio station, I got off work at like 2. It was perfect.
20.
You only have to go once a month to fill up your 20 quota.
But also like
$2 to see a movie right now.
I don't go once a month.
No.
You could though if you had MoviePass.
Did you guys see, talking about theaters? Did you see AMC's biggest rival, Regal, has sadly gone under?
Oh, Regal stinks, right? Dude.
More for Regal? Us.
Yeah. More for me.
Yeah.
Have you been to a Regal?
More for AMC.
Yeah, I have.
They stink.
It's a fucking Regal.
They have only like Regals around here, so I don't know what they're gonna do about it.
It was big in Europe.
Yeah, you know what else is
below to Europe?
Regal International. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Regal was an international company.
Big time. Did not know that.
They actually introduced the claw machine.
Really?
Regal.
They were the inventors?
I don't know, but I know
that would make sense.
Regal Theaters did always have good claw machine assortment.
Okay.
You know what else is going under, though?
What's that?
Men who can't last longer in bed.
Shout out Daemon Targaryen and his limp dick.
That's happening because Roman Swipes is changing the game.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Roman is an online men's health company. And with Roman Swipes, the secret is... Let's run this back in a little. Next! We had it there, but, I knew I had to try and...
Speaking of getting BJs at baseball games...
Hell yeah!
Oh, we can run this.
What?
I can find this if you want.
No, it's all right.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
You want Bill
Bill yelled at us last time.
Right.
No fucking...
No sex on the YouTube!
Stop, guys!
Today's show is sponsored by the best ticket app on earth.
Yeah!
This is your weekly reminder that listeners of the show get 10% off at the link in our description. It's time to talk to your buddies and figure out what NFL games you're hitting this year.
Ballpark you want to get sucked off at.
Bruce, do you like say, hey, buddies, what games are we hitting this year?
Is that buddy.
Their seating chart will make sure you get your best value possible every time. Just remember to hit the link in the description next time you buy some tickets at SeatGeek.
Heck yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Clark.
Something about kangaroos. Yeah, well, I saw it pop up for a second there. The town of just 220 residents is living in fear of being overrun by kangaroos anytime they step outside. Tiny Aussie town overrun by mob of kangaroos and people are carrying stick. A tiny town in Queensland, Australia.
It's Maroon.
Maroon. Sup, has been under siege by an unruly mob.
Don't you dare go outside without carrying stick, mate.
Yeah, I mean,
why are they
like
not
this?
Eating Boolaroo every night?
It doesn't make sense.
Their problem.
Not one guy's got a gun in this town.
Yeah, this sets up.
I don't
for
know if Australia's gun friendly.
No, they rounded them all up.
Attack of the ruse.
The ruse or the guns?
Planning of the ruse.
Who's hungry for some spaghetti Boolaroo?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
I think it's safe to assume at this point. We've probably lost Bush Boobs.
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking too.
No.
No.
Say it ain't so.
The mob of ruse likely had their way with us.
Ocean Boob is still all right.
Unfortunately, a large roo with very sharp claws sunk them into Bush Boobs jugular just last week.
See, I can see the Booby Brothers on the back of these roos.
Yeah.
Fucking, let's go take them. Over my room.
Love you,
this is after a couple weeks in Scotland,
right?
At the Boone Brothers went on vacation.
Love you, Maru.
Stay safe out there, Maru.
Be careful if you're in Australia and you see a pack of angry roos, because they will attack you. National Treasure 3 script is really good, quote unquote, and heading to Nicholas Cage. Says Jerry Bruckheimer, exclusive. This comes from comic.
Jerry Bruckheimer's doing 3.
Jerry Bruckheimer's done all of them, Tony. What are you kidding me?
Tony.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure he was doing 3.
I thought Michael Bay had the second one.
No. That was
the all spark of truth.
No.
James Cameron.
Jim Cameron's ain't got time for Nick Cage.
Yeah, he's still under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
There it is, Little Mermaid. No, they're making Avatar 3 already.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Well, 2 hasn't even...
I know, but they just roll right into the next
two,
one.
Are they?
They roll right into the next
Here's
one.
Here's what I want to know about National Treasure 3. Who's playing the bad guys?
Benjamin
so
Williams.
Far, they are elite at casting bad guys.
Yes, good point.
Who are the bad guys?
Dude from Westworld.
Sean Bean.
Oh, Sean
Harris.
Bean was a great.
Harris,
well, those are. Yeah. Yep. Those are two
That's
of the best
what I'm saying.
Guys.
So you really got the bar set high here.
Giamatti.
Thank you.
Paul Walter Hauser.
Actually,
Paul Walter Hauser would be a good. I don't know if what's his name is still
Charlie?
His study
Riley.
Assistant.
Riley.
Yeah, but Paul Walter Hauser would be a good sidekick.
No, that would be actually like a good twist. Like, hey, we haven't seen these guys in 10 years.
Riley's
gained
huge.
A bunch of weight. Yeah, Paul. He cast Paul Walter Hauser.
First line, Nick Cage. Yes. Jesus, Riley, you couldn't lay off the yeah. Twinkies for one day?
Riley got fat.
I was watching
awesome.
Gone in 60 Seconds was on Sunday. Fucking
Ooh.
Excellent film.
See, I love scrolling Queen through Sally the channels out. And just finding
when
the movie
he
on.
Fucking, when they are
cable.
Doing sexy talk over the fucking,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the car, we're talking about the fucking purr of the carburetor. Fucking.
My dick in.
Great.
Yeah, I watched the first half of Perfect Storm on Friday.
Oh,
so good.
Oh,
that movie
banger.
Is good.
You the first half is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And the second half's even better.
Kind of sad, though.
Crushing.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. It doesn't go great. The movie's called Perfect Storm. But it,
did you ever finish Mayor of Kingstown, Ty?
Great.
No, honestly, I never got past the first episode. It was very depressing. I should do that at some point. Did you finish it?
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, yeah. I hammered it out.
It's unreal. I watched that all in
I
one
didn't,
day.
I didn't finish it either. But you know, I did go back and I started The Wire because it's one of the OG HBO shows that I never got to watch.
It is so good.
Did any of us watch the... fucking We Own the Night or whatever in Baltimore.
I watched a couple episodes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I liked
yeah.
it.
It was good.
I didn't like it.
It's only
much.
6 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't love
you
it.
You mean with fucking top 5 actor?
It was just so boring when Berenthal wasn't on.
True.
That was my biggest.
He was
problem.
Electric in
it. It was like Hard Knocks when MCDC's not on.
Exactly. And if that happens again, I
which
will
one, Mayor Kingstown? Which one was that? Am I confusing it with Mayor of Easttown?
Yes, yeah. You are. Mayor was Kingstown was Jeremy Renner.
Oh no, I didn't.
And
watch
Coach
it.
Taylor.
You watched it. Oh yeah, because I heard Coach
yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah,
fucking
Coach Taylor fucking gets his brains blown out in the first episode.
I said, I'm done.
Yeah, but it's unreal.
Is it?
I watched the whole thing. It is sick. Yeah.
Also, do we have? Did you put? Coach Garrett Gaines.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's in here? Yeah, all right, next.
Of course I did. What are you talking about?
Just making sure.
You never know.
There it is.
Legendary high school football coach Gary Gaines, who was portrayed in the iconic Friday Night Lights book and film, has died at 73 years old. What?
Yeah. That's Gary Gaines?
Yep.
I thought that was Kenny Chesney. That man looks impeccable for 73.
That's Gary Gaines.
Rest in peace, coach.
I heard Billy Bob Thornton deliver the eulogy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because
I'm seeing if I could find that clip that I always send to you.
You know, Billy Bob made up the story that he improvised that speech, and it actually was word for word.
It was
what Gary Gaines said.
Yeah, one of the best 15 seconds in film history, Tony. If you have it queued up, if you could please play it.
You got two more quarters, and that's it.
I have the full 33 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, just play it.
Just play it in honor of Gary Gaines.
We'll probably get a strike if we do that.
What?
I'll do it.
Yeah. Bill, will we get a strike?
Yeah. He said no. All
right, then, Tony, please just play the part that.
Yeah. Oh, let me find it.
Anytime something good happens, I usually tweet this.
Perfect.
Boy's mine.
Who is your brother? And he would die to be out there on the field with you tonight. And I want you to put that in your hearts.
My heart is full.
Preacher.
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Man, what a good movie that is.
I might fucking,
one of the best ever. I might fire that up tonight.
Guess what, boys? I don't know if you know this, but football season's almost here, so make sure you get that in and you get to remember Titans in before.
For sure.
No, I think that's smart.
I was actually holding my daughter the other day, and I was thinking of the part where the guy says to Billy, he's like, hey, nothing but baby memory. And he has a huge jaw.
Tim McGraw. Baby memory. Tim McGraw.
Enjoy it. No, it's a different guy.
Oh, I thought
they're at like the outside burger place. And he's like, y'all going to win state this year? And he says,
Yeah. Why don't you take it for the night?
Yeah. Ain't nothing but baby memory.
Oh, yeah.
ain't nothing but baby's memory. See, I thought it was McGraw when he was telling him, you don't get it. Billingsley, party at Taylor's house. Billingsley.
If we're already getting strikes.
Gonna get wasted. You're gonna get wasted, Billingsley.
You got it,
35.
McGraw's the alcoholic Billingsley.
I got this
one.
Yeah. I can't hold on to football.
There we go.
So goddamn hard about holding on to it.
Sorry,
all
piece
you gotta
of acting
do is hold
I've
on to goddamn
right
football,
here.
And you can't do it. Tell me why you can't do it. Just tell me. I'll try better next time. Come on.
Hey, practice.
That movie is so fucking good.
Why'd you
so
choose
good.
That part and not the... My dad used to take bullwhip. And he beat me across the gut with.
I just already have that one clip, so if anyone that I bet on fumbles, I just tweet it out.
Sure.
See, it is a bummer because I own Friday Night Lights on my Xbox, but I have to play Madden, so I'm going to have to rent it on my computer and watch it while I play Madden.
Well, just remember that, you know, at some point, none of the baby's memory.
That's right. Did you guys know, too, Billingsley was kind of the guy on campus because he used Roman Spice?
No, I do.
Hey, that's right. Sponsored by Billingsley.
While he was plowing Layla Garrity.
That's right.
All
right.
That's Riggins, dude.
All right. 84 Roman swipes. Roman is an online men's health company that are changing the game with Roman swipes. And Billingsley uses them because they're the secret to longer lasting sex. Billingsley, we're going to fuck! All night, Billingsley! Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed, thus the all night. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but they don't require a prescription. Swipes are great. They will not transfer to your partner so you can last longer without worrying. Oh no, is this going to transfer to my partner? No, it's shot, okay? Roman swipes.
Don't worry about it, okay?
Thank you. Roman sex ships swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet or whatever you need. Bruce, you spelled that wrong. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod and get $10 off your first order of swipes plus free two-day shipping. Make sure you click the link in the description below to get $10 off swipes so you can start having longer-lasting sex. GetRoman.com/THEPOD next.
Right. Hey, look at me. My dick's still hard.
Elon Musk unveils Tesla robot. Says it will perform "quote unquote boring human chores by the year's end."
All right, jerk me off now.
All right, robot.
Come on.
I mean, again, not doing this. I don't know who the hell has the balls to get one of these things in
their
house.
What's Elon's problem? He's just insistent upon injecting AI and robots into our lives.
No, he's saying that AI already won, so we might as well
give in.
Yeah, you got no choice.
Well, his cars are already running over kids. What's this robot going to do? Fucking
This also just isn't true. It's not going to be operational by the end of the year. There's no.
What are you, a fucking MIT scientist? Last time I checked,
you didn't go to school in Cambridge, son.
Daily Live just like, oh, Elon's going to do this and that. No, he's not.
That is fair. We can't get a Roomba to work right in the house. True. I don't think a robot's going to be walking around anytime soon.
What kind of menial tasks is he talking about here?
Like laundry.
Put away the groceries.
A laundry robot.
Clean the fucking house.
I guess dishes, but who doesn't have a fucking dishwasher?
Yeah, but even putting them in the dishwasher.
Putting them in the dishwasher, yeah. Wiping my butt.
Walking the dog.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Hey, robot, guess what? You're standing in the fucking bathroom for the next 2 hours. Yeah. Okay.
Fucking.
I will wipe butt.
I don't need to buy a goddamn whatever it's called.
Yeah, bidet
when I got a fucking robot to pour water on my butt after
spit
I
in my butt, robot.
Right now, robot. All right, robot, spit in my butt. Could easily get the job done there.
That's a good idea.
That is going to be a robot angle.
Yeah.
Make your bed, which I never do. Yeah. All right, robot, make my bed so I can fuck it up later.
Don't they say that's like the number, like everyone says like that's the number one way. Like it's small victories every day.
That's right.
Make your bed.
They preach
that. The first thing you can accomplish every morning.
Check that task
So you come home, you find that robot in bed pounding your wife out.
Yeah. Plus the first thing I accomplish every morning is fucking waking up. I don't know, how about that?
I did not fuck her.
Sorry, her sneeze was so tight, I had to.
Don't trust the robots, people. Elon just sounds like a goddamn AI propagandist at this point.
He does.
Because he was saying
he
a couple years
AI.
Ago. Holy shit, Tony.
Might be.
You might be right.
Huh. Something to think about.
Fuck. Next.
Do you want me to crank you out?
Rare giant squid with massive eye that roams 3,000 feet below ocean surface washes up in Cape Town. Tony, you were there on the scene. What were the people of Cape Town saying?
What's up, Bruce? It's a big fucking squid.
That's a big fucking eye on that fucking squid.
What's up, Bruce? I tried printing out a bunch of pamphlets about the squid. Only my mom show up. I wanted a squid revolution. But I didn't print enough pamphlets. We don't have anything to worry about. This fucking thing washed up on shore. Yeah. He's dead.
Not so smart, eh?
Yeah.
And now he's fucking calamari getting dunked in there and everywhere. Giant squid, tiny brain.
Why the giant squid wash up? Probably because the kaiju fucking tried eating him down
below.
That
is possible.
Mm-hmm. You saw that one big eyeball looking out. The fuck are you looking at, squid?
And they just, you know,
can't
go
wait
after
till
it.
Some.
Milk it? Did you milk my cat fucker?
That's why I'm running away. That is exactly what a squid would sound like.
Yeah. Can't wait till some hooba in Cape Town tries sucking this thing off because she sees the one fucking giant eyeball and thinks it's a giant penis.
No, because I heard what they do with squid tentacles is they slice it up and then make them into fleshlights.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Very realistic feeling.
Good suction.
That's what they call it. Cape Town cunnilingus, right?
Yeah, they do. So fear not, Bill. You can still get that Asa Akira butthole. Just in time for the NFL season. Yes. Made real squid.
comes with a set of acetates that you can buy. Buy one, get one half off right now. Woo. Next.
Oh, man.
That is just vicious. AI rappers up next, dog.
One of
Capitol Records' newest signees is Mecca, a rapper created from artificial intelligence. And he's got bars, bitch.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I watched this. It freaked me out, and I didn't want to listen.
He's driving a Gucci Tesla Cybertruck, which is pretty gnar.
I didn't think that was real.
No, it was pretty gnar.
I thought that was fake.
Mitt, you bought this album, obviously.
So, yeah, it's fake.
How sweet is this?
I did go and look at this guy's Instagram. He has 10 million followers.
Fuck Nameka.
Fucking awesome, kind of, but...
They're all AIs, dude.
Yeah, that's what I started to realize, is that this is all fake. This is all just its own little fucking center of the internet.
What?
This is completely different than like our section of the internet.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
This section of the internet is not the fucking same as what we use as regular people. These AIs are in a different section of the internet. Like this dude, I don't know. It's so weird. It's such a fucking
key to the future.
Once you look at this guy's Instagram, take one look at this guy's Instagram, you'll kind of understand what I'm kind of talking about here.
I'm not on Instagram.
Actually, did take one look at, and he was getting beat up by some police and claiming police brutality. It was like.
Wait, what? The AI
What's
rapper
going
was?
On?
The AI rapper was being assaulted by a policeman.
It was AI. What are they fucking the people in jail?
Correctional officer?
Yeah. A CO was beating his ass, and it was
an AI CO?
Yeah, it was he's beating my ass because I won't snitch. What the hell?
That's awesome.
Yeah, try to find it. It's actually pretty sweet.
I saw the real problem is the guy who created is a white guy, and he's rapping, and he's dropping N-bombs with fucking Mecca, or the rapper's name. Yeah, I think that is where the real controversy is around this thing.
Can't be having that.
No, you can't. That guy's a dirtbag. But does fucking Mecca die if they put this guy behind bars?
Well,
that's kind of the debate. Or does the AI live forever?
Is he sentient? We always talk about the AI becoming sentient and taking over, right? That's the biggest fear.
Mm-hmm.
What if it is fucking Mecca that becomes the leader?
That would be quite the world. I saw Mecca fucking bring an AI brought into his fucking Maybach that had hibachi set up in it.
That's
it was
sweet.
Pretty fucking cool.
That's what I'm talking about. He's going to lure you in with his influence, and then all of a sudden he's like, all right, we're going to turn on the humans now. All you marks, go kill them.
Oh, yeah.
That worries me. That really worries
me. It should.
They have a leader.
Yeah, his name's
FN Mecca.
He also has a robotic hand and jaw as well.
Really?
Yeah, he's cybernetic.
Jesus Christ.
Are we talking about FN Mecca?
Yeah.
I thought he was a cartoon.
Wait, he's cybernetic in the metaverse?
Yeah. Oh, he's a metaverse guy?
Yeah. This isn't our verse. This is a different verse.
No, I knew it wasn't because he's a fucking cartoon. But
Web3, dog.
I didn't think he was a real person when they said AI.
When we're talking about the internet superhighway, you know, we are over in the right lane, just chilling, going real slow.
Yeah.
FM Mecca's way over in the six lanes to the left, fucking cruising in his Gucci Tesla, blowing by everybody.
That is swag. I mean, I do hats off to that style.
Could he go to like Wreck-It Ralph's game through the Grand Central?
He would get fucking punked about if he went into Wreck-It Ralph's game. I know that for sure.
Have a little concert.
Wake up, Mitt. Next. AI creates scariest thing on earth.
It's AI dreams.
Fucking AI episode.
Yeah.
I did not click this thing. Did anybody click
a lot
on
of
it?
Spooky pictures like this.
Okay, yeah. So just kill all these AIs.
But what's more worrisome here is that AI knows what we fear.
Spooky stuff.
They don't.
Scariest things.
What's that?
Demons and ghouls.
Yeah.
I mean, because that stuff is scary, those photos.
Yeah, they were. Those were scary.
Just those two
demons.
I refuse to look at them.
What the
That one on the left has like three heads.
The one on the left is just a Wolverine.
Well, it has its eyes and then its nose is a face.
One on the right looks like Saw.
What do you want to play, girl? Look at its
face. One on the left looks like Bill.
I was going to say, we could actually have Bill just go, boop, one of these things and
fucking
scare
that.
Him straight.
Kill the AI.
Yeah.
Jesus we might Christ. Need Bill to combat the AI. That might be the weapon.
Holy shit.
I'll stand by Bill if that's what it takes to take down these
Bill, unite the human race in our battle against the machines.
What if he's Bill is the one? Bill is John Connor.
He's Neo.
Yeah.
Last range.
Bill, have you bought those Winkler axes yet?
Bought them.
He's coming in.
Bill, have you bought the Winkler axes yet?
Making his own.
They are sitting in the car. I'm kind of just waiting for, you know. Next bad decision.
Pull the trigger, Bill. You're gonna need them to hack down an army of robots.
Tomahawk.
He had that coffee you have too, doesn't he, Bill?
Fucking Black Rifle coffee, dude. I'm wearing the hat right now.
Don't
what do
be
you
a
mean?
Fucking chill, Bill.
Bill, right? Come on. You buy the goddamn axes.
Yeah.
Buy them.
For once in your life, Bill, don't be a cheapskate.
Yeah.
Get the Winkler axes.
Please. Going,
get two
why
of
are they? Why are they called Winkler axes, Bill?
Because if you wink, you're dead.
Henry Winkler,
yeah,
the
Henry,
Fonz?
Yeah, the Fonz, actually.
The big sleeves?
They are his battle axe.
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah, Arthur Fonzarelli, that's
big
right.
Big sleeves?
Fucking Henry Winkler makes some sweet knives, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to need them.
They're all very
people
expensive.
People forget though. How good of a fucking coach he was in the Bourbon Bowl. Two Bourbon Bowl titles.
Mm-hmm. Once he overcame his fear.
That's right.
After the bees attacked him?
Well, when he started
seeing
coaches.
He lost his playbook.
The big baby, the giant baby head.
Mm-hmm. The fucking bees attacked him, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
To me.
Applebee's? Mm-hmm. I could go for fucking half price apps.
Oh. On Thursdays?
Yeah.
Oh. Remember that one time we all went and got fucking Monteritas before we saw fucking
Top Gun? No, it was Top Gun. Remember, because they had the tie-in where if you go to fucking Applebee's with the boys, you get a free ticket to Top Gun.
I did both,
Which, speaking of which, I woke up this morning.
Oh, it's...
And, you know, everyone knows that guys in the morning usually will get morning wood, and they don't know why. And the reason I got morning wood this morning is I sent this in. I had a notification that said, your pre-order of Top Gun Maverick is now available.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Boom. Woo. I can't wait to take to the skies again.
Yeah, Bob Carpenter didn't leave his couch.
He didn't.
It.
He didn't. He probably won't.
Not gonna lie, I have not seen it yet.
Oh,
Gumps. What?
Gumps, you have to. You have to.
You're out here fucking
out in the bush.
Preaching, pushing F9, and you haven't seen.
Yeah, but that was with the lads. I was left here fucking solo. I can't go by myself.
Don't pull the pity card out, okay?
You used to go to solo movies here.
What would Maverick say?
That's true.
That is true.
Is there no theaters left in Canada?
Is it because it's American? Is that why?
Yeah, you got to go to Tim Hortons and see your ticket.
Sorry they didn't make anything about the fucking
Royal
Air Force.
Royal Canadian Army.
That's fucking Donald, dude. Donald Cathcart, Navy legend.
That's right.
You should watch Top Gun. You'll love it.
Yeah, dude.
It's awesome.
Right from the opening when you hear the fucking
You know, there's a popular online series that Maverick actually passes away while testing the supersonic aircraft, and the rest of it is a dream of his.
Well, that's just not true.
I agree. What? It's fucking Mav. You just can't kill him.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah. I mean, it's fun theory. Mav will not die, does not die.
Exactly, and how do you explain that it was, you know, maybe the real thing and not a dream when, you know, his helmet's in Tony's hands right now?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I didn't like the slander I was seeing either.
Tony, why don't you get more usage out of that? You spent like $500 bucks on it, and it's just sitting behind you.
Stop wearing the cowboy hat.
Yeah,
wear
seriously.
That.
that would be awesome.
It's a little Tony's tight on my head.
That should be football season.
Not small.
Oh, yeah, you should wear that all football season.
I'll get you strapped up.
Thank you.
I was saving it for the grand reveal at Thunderdome, but
you should save it for massive picks. Like if you got your fucking lock of the week.
Top Gun lock of the week.
You look like we're about to throw you off the roof.
That is like fucking evil. Absurd.
You look like Evel Knievel.
Oh,
Yes.
That thing is awesome.
I can hear anything. I feel like I'm strapped in at the fucking pilot's seat.
You are. You look good.
I think I may have got a little whiplash. I'll hit those thrusters and boom!
This thing is awesome. I may never take this.
Holy fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Dude. Bro, how many G's have you?
Yeah, I just pulled 8 or 9. Oh, my. This thing is awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. All right, next.
I am going to have to take it off because I cannot hear anything.
That was fucking gold.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Boy, that thing is tight, huh?
Well, it's fucking exact size of fucking... To TC's heads and TC's.
Oh, I can't take that from you, Tony. That's yours.
That thing is so sweet, though. Oh, shit. That was too good.
Special occasions.
Whew, yes. All right, next. Wendy's E. coli outbreak sickens more than 100.
This is more of a PSA. You know, we normally do the recalls.
Yes. We got a lettuce recall right now.
Yep.
So make sure you Google that your Wendy's in your area that you go and eat at isn't on the recall. And if it is, just get the McNuggets and fries and keep it moving.
I don't like what it's doing. It's attacking right at the Rust Belt. And yeah. It's attacking PA, Ohio.
What?
Michigan.
What?
Probably moving into Indiana relatively soon. What? Watch out.
Yeah.
Throw the lettuce away on your Wendy's.
Don't eat the lettuce. That's it.
I had Wendy's about 3 times a couple weeks ago. So I was pretty, when I saw this. Whoa.
Dancing.
Wait, 3 times like in 1 week or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
By the way, how that fucking sweet is this flight bag?
That's awesome. That is sick.
It's awesome. Why don't you carry your laptop in that every morning?
I'm sure about it. Tony, this is all supposed to be part of a grand reveal, but here we are.
Yo, back in the day when there was the big like Chipotle E. coli outbreak, I just stopped eating lettuce then, and it's been pretty...
Like you haven't
eaten lettuce in 8 years?
I can tell, Fatso!
Screw the top.
You mean it didn't go with your fucking stack of flapjacks every day?
What?
Correct, yeah. If you just steer clear of lettuce completely, you'd never get E. coli.
I respect that move, Bruce.
There's nothing like a piece of crisp iceberg lettuce on a burger.
No, there is. I used to fucking buy a head of lettuce every
just
week.
Eat it. Yeah.
And just... Like an apple.
That was a wild phase, yeah.
So good. I miss lettuce. Maybe I'll bring it back during football.
Bring it back.
Telling you, I've been having the fucking BLTs and crisp lettuce right now. Crisp lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Love lettuce. All right, next. But don't get it from Wendy's, goddammit.
Oh, we got a video.
Oh, here we go. All right, we got Mark putting his boat on his car. Or taking it off, actually.
Yeah, good luck, pal.
The caption was like, I've overestimated my strength many, many times, but never have I thought I was stronger than a boat.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Like, I thought that. So, hold on. Where was this? Is this at his house or is this at the lake?
It looks like it's at his house.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's definitely
rolling down the neighborhood.
That was not a steep grade either. That
look at him skimming his feet like he's fucking Spider-Man stopping that train after the second one.
Oh, man. Did he let go before he hit the pavement and scraped all the skin off?
It looks like he smashes his head and it rubs up against
the... Yeah, he must.
I mean, why?
The concrete wall?
Yeah.
No, all it is a brick behind the tire.
Exactly.
That's all you need.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. No.
That thing looks like a nice fucking 22-foot bay liner.
There's a brick right there. You can see the brick, too. Yeah, exactly.
You got two bricks.
It's right there.
Oh,
It's right
on
there.
On the ledge.
It's right. It's always there.
It's
always
not
there.
That hard.
Always there.
This guy's a jag-off, Dad. See? He's a loser.
All right, next. That guy's a fucking clown, though. Hey, make sure you're putting tires behind wheels that need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smart. Make sure you have a spotter.
Boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Always have a spotter.
Always have a spotter.
I agree.
You're squatting above 300.
You're still doing next?
Next.
Have you guys seen the videos of these?
Oh, yeah.
This slide?
This is sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This thing takes lives.
These people just breaking into this.
Do we
awesome.
Have sound on this? Because I would love to hear the thuds of her body smashing off that steel.
Probably.
I mean, probably
a fair amount of. You can see the last bump. All of her shit just.
Did you
flies.
See the one where the kid went down this?
Oh, yeah.
And then the dad, awesome. The dad at the end was like, all right.
okay.
Walk it off.
Yeah. Well, also, like, look at the base.
Where's this at? Detroit, by the way?
It is in Michigan. Yeah, I think it might be Detroit. That's like, that's just like fucking steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, big time.
Well, it's definitely been greased up.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of balls to just.
The caption being she lost the shoe.
She lost more than a shoe.
Of her worries.
Yeah,
hey, she broke her tailbone.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking wheelchair.
Last one.
They
should send that guy who went down the fucking brewer slide down this thing.
Yeah.
Holy crap! Holy crap!
We should.
Why do people keep going down the slide, by the way? I've seen like 8 videos of people on this
slide. There were like 4 people going down at once.
Who designed this thing? It's
a death trap.
Fucking evil Knievel.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, be safe if you see these.
Yeah,
slides.
Jigsaw.
Don't go
right.
down this slide if you see it.
Larry Hall.
Stay away.
All right, next.
Oh, no. No, man. No. Okay.
Okay, yeah. I knew we had one more. This is wild. Quicksand is real, people.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is, dude.
They don't just fuck around with this stuff and tell you about it as a kid.
Relax your muscles, kid.
Yeah, somebody throw him a fucking tree branch.
He jumped in on his own, dude.
Yeah.
He knew what
he
was
doing.
The boy.
Yeah, but he's dead now.
True. You're playing. And then one thing goes wrong.
See, look at the look on his
and
face.
And another.
Quicksand.
Bruce, you're right. At one point, he does.
I love a flip.
The look on his face does turn from oh, this is fun, to, oh, fuck, I might actually die.
That's just quicksand to life, though. You got to be mentally prepared for that.
Yeah, and then he realized, like,
have you guys ever seen Quicksand in a while?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Not since I was 7 and I imagined it.
Yeah,
when I was watching Wild Thornberries.
That was the thing, though. When you're a kid, you just assume there's going to be real quicksand problems everywhere.
You're supposed to roll a 2x4 across
the
quicksand.
It's not really that big of a deal.
No.
But
why did we
it'll get you,
that.
Oh, it will. If you find it.
Yeah, because
it's
cartoons. And jump, do front flips into it like this asshole.
Yeah. Not looking for it.
That's pretty sweet.
What happened?
Really jacked up my back in the cockpit. I really did. I mean, I got a sharp, sharp pain right in between my shoulder blades.
Oh, no.
Shout out, man. How did Tom do it?
You fucking hero. Next.
That is.
That was it?
That is sadly the last.
What the fuck, man?
Well, while we're here, guys, if you haven't already. It's Smooth Sack Summer.
Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be a Smooth Sack
Summer.
That's what goes.
That's right. This is the summer to keep your nutsack cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leader in below the belt grooming is making sure we all have a smooth nutsack this summer by giving you
a smooth nutsack. Smooth nutsack.
Smooth nutsack summer.
Grease line in your god of fucking smooth nutsack.
Smooth nutsack. Smooth nutsack.
You need a smooth nutsack? Go to manscaped.com.
I need a smooth
nutsack. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whole smooth nutsack.
If you want a smooth nutsack,
let's go to action.
If you want a smooth nutsack to dive into Smooth Sack Summer, go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer. Hey, Bruce says I'm good, so just know that if you want a smooth nut sack, oh, I want a smooth nut sack. Manscaped.com/thepod and get yourself a smooth nut sack.
I need a smooth nut sack. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Manscaped.com/thepod. Smooth as heck. Oh, smooth as heck. We'll see you guys next week.